Yeah, very short. You know, we brought Richard back and made a move with Capri, so obviously he had some short lines going on. But got some good work, mainly with our young players, and so it was good, you know. I'd give you guys reports on all those guys, but I don't think I can remember everybody who did and didn't practice. So, and I'm escaped from that today, right, Patrick?
Yes,
okay. That's what I'm told. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Is this, did you by any chance dismiss the?
Yeah, we're done. We're done for the week. We did a bunch of reviewing yesterday, reviewed all our cut-ups, did a bunch of evaluations and stuff, and had a bunch of meetings throughout the course of the morning. And I got this workout in here, so we'll be back Monday in our preparation for Green Bay.
What words of wisdom did you have for them as they
Words of
out?
Wisdom? Be smart. they deserve time. They need time. They've been working hard. Be good for them. And just basically told them, I think everybody's smart enough to know what type of game we're in when we come back, you know. And so we need to get some guys healthy. Got a lot of guys standing around here and need to be in the training room all week. But just be smart and enjoy your time off.
What do you focus on in a practice like today's?
Young guys, really. The guys that have not, you know, don't have the 400 reps under their belt, you know, that was the focus today, to just go back and correct some simple things that we've been making some mistakes on, and let the young guys go through it for the most part. And just get a good workout in more than anything. Good weight workout today and a good running workout.
How satisfied are you with how the young guys have come along?
Well, I think we've definitely had some young guys contribute to our football team. I think without injury, we'd have some more. You know, we'd be sitting here with Ty contributing a great deal. So, but I think they're going to be very important to the rest of the season. You know, Shane is out now, so you got Lorente and Shaq, you know, how they contribute. I think our receivers are going to be extremely important. You know, we got Cody back now. He played well last week, didn't catch a ball, but I think it's going to be extremely important.
If you get your health back on that offensive line and those guys can practice during the week, how far does that go to solving the issues that you have on offense?
Well, we improved last week. That's important. It can be very big. You know, if we can get Evan on the field full time and Lou on the field full time, which we seem to think we can when we come back, time will tell. Ty was a participant today in practice. He took team and did everything. So looks like we're heading toward him being back when we do come back. So. That'd be a nice problem to have. Let's see what happens. But the key is right now is getting Ty back to where we need him.
What do you do during this time? Do you get by yourself a few days, or you?
You don't really ever get away. Just we're trying to evaluate right now, and what I try to do with the players. You know, we had a bunch of meetings today, and had each coach get up and say, you know, Joe DiCamillo, this is what we do good. This is what we're not doing well. This is what we're going to do better when we come back. This is what I'm going to, you know. So we're trying. It's about communication today from. Coaches to players, and we want feedback too. So we sat down and watch all the cut-ups with our players and get a lot of feedback. We need to narrow down as the deeper you get in the season, I think the more you narrow down on hopefully what you do best.
And that applies to the offense as well, as you're trying to figure out where.
Absolutely, everybody. You know, we, like I said, we basically gave them a self-evaluation of what we saw. That's as a group and as players. And so when they walk out here today, they kind of know what to expect when they're coming back.
This November stretch of opponents, is that something that popped out at you when you first got the schedule?
I only know who the next one is. I don't have no idea. We play up to that, so don't tell me. But I know the next team we play is pretty good, and great football team. So yeah, we got a lot of big tests, you know, coming down the road. It's interesting to be 6 weeks in, and we got four road games. I don't want to say out of the way, but we played four of our road games already. So knowing we're going to be playing at home a bunch, that's exciting to look forward to.
You briefly mentioned yesterday that some of the guys that have treatment, they'll stick around. How do you divide up, like if it's serious or you guys just kind of banged up, you can kind of get out?
Bottom line, if you can't practice Monday, then you're here. So that's kind of the rule. And it's amazing a lot of guys got well real quick. But we know who our guys are that are, in need of a great deal of treatment that'll be here each and every day with Greek and his guys. So. You know, that's a commitment to the team, and we'll get that done. So hopefully we'll make up a lot of ground with some of those guys this week.
What have David Bruton's contributions over these first 6 games?
It's been amazing, hasn't it? He's what really played well on defense. You know, you go back to his start against Baltimore and how he's played, not the play made the other day, and he's still the captain of our special teams, you know, and how he goes about it. So, you know, David's another guy who's worked really hard around here and kind of been a role player, and the role's gotten a little bigger. So that's a good thing. He deserves it.
Is Mitch a big part of the evaluation right now? Mitch Manning, does he play a big role in this?
No, Mitch evaluates me on timeouts and stuff, but he doesn't get, I mean, he gives me a lot of statistics. Is that what you're asking? Yes, yeah, he's a big part of that all the time. So he's got kind of a running total all the time on things we do and statistically talking, but his specialty with me is more about game management and those type of things.
With the timeouts, the three that you called to get the ball back in the last 2 minutes, yeah. Was that him pushing for that? Or?
It's all Mitch. Saying, Coach, call a timeout. So it's a, you know, it's a great comfort zone. You know, I mean, you're, what are you going to do? They're in position to tie you. They might beat you. So you got to do everything you can to find a way to get the ball back. But no, that's his specialty, you know, helping me in those situations. And while I'm involved with the football, he's able to jump in there and say, okay, here's the route we should go. You know, so yeah, helps a great deal.
When you look back at what the defense has done, Darian Stewart kind of being the lone new guy.
Yeah, he's been a big addition to the team. You know, I was with him in Baltimore last year. I was really impressed the type of pro he was. And when I came here, you know, I knew that we had lost the safety and free agency. And you know, I just told John, hey, John, y'all evaluate the player, but I can tell you what type of guy he is and leader, and he'll fit with the group. And he's done a great job. He's been a good addition with the guys that have already been here.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
All right, y'all have a good day.